Earlier this year, the Service Employees International Union, Local 925, started a push they called Faculty Forward. They want professors, adjuncts, and lecturers at the University of Washington to join a union. Norm Arkins represents the administration of the University of Washington. He told David Hyde the university is concerned how a third party might affect the relationship between faculty and administration.
The university has had a longstanding collaborative partner relationship with the faculty for many, many years. Faculty are embedded in the decision-making process of the university. All the decisions about what we teach, what our requirements are going to be, who gets into the university, who gets tenure, who gets promoted, what merit increases are paid. All of those are decisions that reside with the faculty. And it's worked wonderfully, we believe, for a very long time. And we treasure that relationship. Faculty of the University of Washington, in many respects, define what the university is. They are our most precious asset. We recognize that. We hope they know that we recognize that. And so it's been a very collaborative relationship between the administration and between the faculty at all levels, not just through the elected, organized faculty senate, but in all the schools and colleges. We have elected faculty councils. We have curriculum committees. We have a whole infrastructure in which faculty participate in the decision-making processes of the university, and we'd like to keep it that way.
The administration said that you've got grave concerns about the effect that collective bargaining, which would be different than this, mm-hmm. that could have on the current, what you've just described, shared governance process. What are the concerns?
Well, there's a culture that develops over time. And as I mentioned, it's a very collaborative partnership. The concern is that you take that sort of partnership and change it into a management employee, sometimes potentially adversarial relationship with a third party representing the faculty. And we can't predict what those effects and what those changes might be. But our concerns reside about taking a model that has worked and worked well and replacing it with something with so many unknowns and something that occurs across a bargaining table.
One concern that these folks have is funding from the state. They say that with a collective bargaining process in place and with a union, they can go straight to the state of Washington to appeal for more funds. What do you think about that?
Well, we feel that anybody can go to the legislature. I mean, we all have access to our legislators, and I think a lot of us take advantage of that. I happen to think, and I think the administration thinks, the university has done relatively well in recent years. You know, the state is in the business of the allocation of scarce resources. The university is in the business itself in the allocation of scarce resources. There's never really enough money to do all the things we need to do. And so the legislature has a really tough job in trying to make priority decisions and where they're going to put the money. And then when the state Supreme Court comes in and says you need to put some more money over here, that complicates the task. We were actually doing fairly well before the recession hit. We had focused on compensation and actually made up some ground in being able to be more competitive with our peer institutions. Then the recession hit, and then there was no money anywhere. And we went 4 years without an increase for the faculty, like most of the other state employees. But then when the recession was over, the legislature understood that it needed to try to rebuild the resources that we had lost. And they did. Last biennium, they added some more new money back in to try to replace some of the money that they'd lost. This session, they did a historic thing by lowering tuition, but at the same time they did that, because tuition is a very important funding source, they replaced the lost tuition with additional money. And even during the recession, when the state literally had no money, they had terrible choices to make down there, and we did end up losing half of our state appropriation. They allowed the university tuition to increase, not to replace all of the money that we lost during the recession, but we regained a lot of the money that we lost, And they did that because they understood what would happen to the university if we weren't able to replace that money. So what the legislature's been doing the last several biennia is trying to reestablish that balance between state appropriations and tuition.
Bottom line, what's your message to faculty on this issue?
The decision will be theirs. We want them, all of them, to understand that this decision is happening, that cards are being circulated for them to sign, that when they sign a card, they are saying, I want to be a member of a union. We want them to get as much information as possible. We want them to go to all sources, that's what faculty do. They gather information, they become educated on subjects. And so we want them to gather information, become educated on subjects, and then vote in a way they think serves their best interest and the best interest of the university.
Norm Arkins, an associate vice president at the University of Washington. The university holds KUOW's broadcast license, and Norm Arkins works with KUOW in that capacity. Yesterday, we heard from UW Associate Professor Amy Hagopian, one of those working to unionize the faculty. If you'd like to hear what she had to say, you can find it at our website, kuow.org. It's The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.